The Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore is pushing for legislation that would allow it to create its own police force. But WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi reports that as many as 2,000 JHU students, faculty, and staff don't see the need for one.
Between August and December of last year, JHU's president Ron Daniels says there were 18 robberies around the Homewood campus. 16 of those were at gunpoint. But most students we spoke with at North Charles and 33rd Street say they feel safe in the middle of campus.
I feel completely safe on campus.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as safe as any, you know, white woman.
You know, even walking home really late at night, I always felt pretty safe around here.
Those are seniors Carl Johnson and Miranda Bachman and grad student Danny Laverty. But sophomore Campbell Noblock says it may be necessary to have police officers a few blocks off campus, especially at night.
I think maybe I can understand having police force in the areas surrounding campus where we tend to see, like, we get emails about like aggravated assault or robbery.
Daniel says the city's spike in homicides in 2017 is also cause for concern.
Our level of criminal activity has remained unacceptably high around the campuses. This is, from my perspective, just a intolerable situation. And
Hopkins has a security force of upwards of 1,000 officers called HopCops, some with full arrest powers as long as they're on university property. But they do not carry firearms. Daniel says he learned from officials at other urban universities that Hopkins' security measures were outdated.
We were anomalous in not having some contingent of our security force being fully sworn police officers.
The bill would give HopCops the same powers as city police officers and require them to meet the same standards as state police. It would also authorize campus officers to carry firearms, but Daniel says the majority of the force would be unarmed. During a House committee hearing on the bill yesterday, Delegate Kurt Anderson, a Baltimore Democrat and one of the sponsors, said he was sold on the idea because of increased crime in the city.
Because of the nature of what is going on in Baltimore City right now. It is an emergency. I would consider this an emergency bill.
But committee members said they had received a petition signed by some 2,000 Hopkins students, faculty, and staff opposed to the bill. And the idea of arming campus cops worries some students, like sophomore Noah Johnson.
Personally, I would feel a lot less safe, especially if we had all like armed police forces on campus, especially as a student of color. And I know a lot of my other friends have expressed the same sentiment that they would also feel uncomfortable.
Sophomore Campbell Noblock says she understands parents' safety concerns for their students, but also says she sees both sides of the issue and points out that there are a lot of unknowns.
I mean, I don't know what the administration is planning in terms of how this like idea would be realized on campus. I don't know how much transparency there would be, how much of a connection there would be to BPD.
City Councilman Brandon Scott, chair of the Public Safety Committee, says he's worried about that as well. He wants to make sure the private police force would be accountable to the city council.
We already have one police force in Baltimore that no one really knows who controls and who oversees, that also puts a big burden on the police department that's having a tough time already to oversee itself, to be responsible for the actions of other officers.
Meanwhile, committee members have been suggesting amendments, which leaves lead sponsor Cheryl Glenn, a Baltimore Democrat, saying she's unsure of when or if the bill will pass. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.